The snuff and the loose tobaccos were stored downstairs. At the end of the shop, there was a wooden lid kind of thing that we lifted up, and there was a flight of stairs, and that was into the cellar. And the tobaccos, loose tobaccos and the snuff were stored on the sides as you went down the cellar. So that was always kept cool down there. That was why we sold a lot of that sort of thing, because the way it was stored. And we had no heat in the shop, so tobacco and cigarettes were always fresh, really. Nothing dried out. We never had any old stock. And we polished pipes. We dressed the window every Thursday. And the pipes and things that were in the display, they were all fetched out on Thursday night, and I had to sit after we'd shut the shop and polish every pipe. And they were always done with shoe polish.
Really?
Yes. Brown shoe polish. Every pipe that had been in the window. So we never had any faded pipes. And lighters were polished and everything was... And the man used to come once a month from... Well, it was just depending on the display, but I don't know who employed him. But I suppose it was from the Tobacconists Federation or something like that. And he used to come and address the window. Well, that was displays of players, perhaps one month, big cartons and that. And they were always done on glass, little pieces of glass, cut out glass. And then the other window we had books in, and fountain pens and things like that. And it was lovely when the platinum pens and everything came in, because I could make such a lovely display of them. And it was the time when Penguin Books first came on the market. Mm. And they were sixpence each then. And I could fill the front of the window with Penguin Books. But I bet somebody would be very awkward to want one out that we haven't got indoors.